Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I like to think that the world is a beautiful place and we're, you know, going to all be fine. The media is overblowing things. But on the flip side, every now and then the media kind of clues us in to some things that are pretty not so cool. And, you know, I'm in the media, so I have to be very, very careful about not scaring everybody, not adding to a narrative, not picking one story over another. And so I try to give you guys the latest on COVID, latest on flu, latest on health type stuff, latest on the economy, latest on education, latest on the weather, just the latest on everything. But I do have to call things like they are. And we consistently have hypocrisy and a limitation of our speech. And I don't know how to handle that. I don't know, you know, and you have a lot of people that are confused. You know, and when you have a confused society, they look to us doctors. They look to city leaders. They look to politicians to guide them, to steer the ship. And I just don't know. I have educators even ask me, so, you know, what do we do? So, you know, and when we talk about hypocrisy about stuff, okay, are we, you know, pro-women, giving women, you know, helping women in sports and, you know, helping women be able to compete and equal pay and all that? Or are we trans women, pro-trans women, and it's more about the total woman versus cis women, are we supporting women or not? Same thing with Title IX. Are we protecting kids and teachers from graphic content, from sexual harassment, from being exposed to body parts, from being stared at when they're naked with Title IX? Or are we putting that to the side if we're going to allow, you know, biological males in bathrooms? You know, people want to know, well, which is it? Is Title IX still existing or not? They say Title IX exists, but it exists also for transgender changes and progress. So then when we had a child in a school, and I think the school district's being sued, I'm not if it's on the basis of Title IX, if Title IX isn't being brought up or not, but the child had to do a report where they had to bring up another child, and she had to stare at his genitals. He was dressed, but stare at his genitals, saying she didn't want his genitals in her. And this is a high school class project. Okay, that's what Title IX is supposed to protect you for. You know, I don't... Now, we want to help pregnant women. We want to have maternal fetal medicine. We want to give those pregnant women resources, food, vaccines, and help to protect them and the baby. But then on the flip side, we're saying, but the baby's not alive. Which is it? When you have a confused, you know, society, we're saying we don't want the government involved in a woman's choice. But when the feds reversed Roe v. Wade, saying the government can't be involved, that people got mad. What is it? Do we want the feds involved or do we not? We need to make up our minds. And when you have a confused society, they don't know. It's not necessarily, you know, it's not helping anybody's cause. We are trying to save those who are underserved, low income, from the horrible effects of climate change. Climate change is hurting the poor. And then what do they do? they mandate electric cars when the average person that's low income does not have access to the funds to buy one, let alone the electric outlets to be able to charge that said vehicle. Okay, what are we doing? And we got to decide. Are we pro-environment or are we anti-COVID? Okay, mask mandates hurt the environment. They add to the extra paper and there's chemicals on these masks. Well, the sprays, the plastics, the idling in cars, what is it? Are we environment or not environment? Somebody's got to pick one. There's a study saying that Harvard is named the worst school for free speech, scoring below zero. 9 professors and researchers face calls to be disciplined or fired, voicing controversial opinions. So apparently in colleges, if you try to bring up, okay, well, why can't we talk about, why can't we talk about keeping the government out of abortion issues? Why can't we talk about do the vaccines carry any side effects? Apparently you can't talk about that. I thought college was supposed to be all about free speech. I went to UNLV. My kids go to UNLV. There's supposed to be a free speech walkway. But is the speech censored, or is it, do you really get to, discuss things? A debate, I remember having to do debate in school, and so there would be a topic, and one person had to argue for one side, one person had to argue the other. You don't vilify either student, especially when they are assigned a task, and the reason why we have debate classes is so we teach people how to be rounded, how to be open-minded and see there's arguments for both sides. College thinking is never supposed to just be about my way or the highway. It's supposed to be about, well, let's see what are the options. What are all the possibilities? That's what science is about. You're always supposed to be doing hypotheses. So you can't have a hypothesis, well, what if ivermectin does play a role? Then you study it. You don't vilify somebody for bringing it up. Imagine the first person that said marijuana might be able to help seizures. That person was probably thrown in a mental institution, like they're trying to do with doctors who brought up ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. Yet what do we have now? A pharmaceutical made with cannabis for seizures. So just quit being hypocritical. Because a very confused society is not going to be able to operate properly. 1-877-DOCVELLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Hurricane Lee has been forming. And it is predicted to become a Category 3 storm by Friday as it approaches the Caribbean. We don't think necessarily it could hit landfall. Most of the projections appear that it might turn away, but of course they're watching it. And they're expecting it to become an extremely dangerous hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean by this weekend. It could become a major Category 3 or stronger. The storm right now is 1,200 miles east of the Leeward Islands of the Lesser Antilles, includes the Virgin Islands, Saint Martin, Antigua, and Barbuda. Barbuda. It has maximum sustained winds of 50 miles per hour, so right now it is not at hurricane level. It doesn't reach a hurricane until it's 74 miles per hour, but it is moving west-northwest at 16 miles an hour. By Sunday, they expect the winds to reach 150 miles per hour or a Category 3 hurricane. Again, when you kind of look at the, I think it's going to go upward and hopefully dissipate into the ocean. But the fact that it was anticipated to be a Category 3, that could span a lot of area and also cause a lot of flooding and rain even to our coast. So it is forecast to strengthen. Right now, they are not predicting landfall, but they do say it is too early to determine. Anyone in the Eastern Caribbean, including the Leeward Islands, Puerto Rico, Hispaniola, as well as the Bahamas, need to closely watch the path. And so Lee became a tropical storm after developing early Tuesday morning in the central tropical Atlantic, and then it moved. It has a rapid intensification, which happens when a storm's winds get stronger quite quickly in a short amount of time. So when you see these storms start to churn and move quickly, you know, it does kind of remind us that we are in peak hurricane season, being early September. There are other storms being watched coming off the coast of Africa. So we'll keep you posted with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you had asked me to comment on what Roseanne Barr said about the Holocaust. And it made news for a second, and then it dissipated, because apparently she had made comments. And these comments were spread, went viral. But the Times of Israel actually showed the full conversation, still condemning her for making those comments, but showed that she was being satirical about it. So I think what happened, and I didn't necessarily watch the podcast, I think this was back in June, but she was on the podcast this past weekend with comedian Theo Von. And she was discussing government, social media, saying nobody wants to hear the real truth. This is being reported by Times of Israel. And so before everybody saw the full transcript, they saw her say that the nobody died in the Holocaust. That's the truth. It should happen. 6 million Jews should die right now, she says, because they cause all the problems in the world, but it never happened. When you saw that quote, you're like, what? She's Jewish. And I think her family had to flee Lithuania during World War II. So what the Times of Israel said is that she made the comments in a sarcastic criticism of the dialogue surrounding U.S. President Joe Biden's election victory, comparing the censure of Biden's win to restrictions on Holocaust denial. She said, quote, I'm glad that they did set up all these guidelines so we only are allowed to speak the truth. And the truth is that Biden got 81 million votes by winning 36 countries. And that is just incredible. 36 counties. I'm just glad that they were careful to make sure that nobody could detract from that proven truth. So she's being sarcastic. But her choice of words, I think, were poor. She said the election was not rigged, quote, 36 counties can give you 81 million votes. That's a fact. Don't you dare say anything against it, or you will be off YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and all the other ones. There's such a thing as the truth and fact, and we have to stick to it. She goes, that is the truth, and nobody died in the Holocaust either. That's the truth. She said it should happen. 6 million Jews should die right now because they cause all the problems in the world, but it never happened. Mandated. Again, I don't. Poor choice of words, poor choice of an example. She's 100% Jewish, she says. And then she talks about how Hollywood is Jewish, and so it's, she goes, you went there, you tried to get into show business, of course it's Jewish, she said, and people should be glad that it's Jewish too, because if Jews were not controlling Hollywood, all you'd have is blanking fishing shows. You know, and so, you know, she's a comedian, you know, she's on a comedic podcast. She's sane, you know, she's supposed to be unfiltered, but she should kind of know in this day and age, you say a piece of something that can be strewn all over the place, It was, you know, after the controversy, you know, she said, this latest attempt against me is the dumbest one to date. They aren't even trying anymore. But, you know, as a Jew, I didn't really know much about this, because I think what happened is when the full transcript came out, it was, okay, she wasn't saying that the Holocaust didn't happen. She had, I think, family affected by it. She was being satirical about Holocaust deniers. But, you know, it was interesting. So don't be stupid and say, you know, things thinking that people are going to continue the quotes or understand their, you know, satire with it. But Larry Elder, when he was talking yesterday, he was saying that when Hillary Clinton questioned the election, nobody, you know, tried to put her in jail like Trump. When Al Gore was looking for votes, when, you know, in America, go and look at, with elections and you review, it was interesting though. You know, somebody had asked if people cheated in his election against Newsom with the runoff. And Larry Elder did a very, very good job in terms of coming up with the numbers he did. But he said, look, you know, Republicans are outnumbered 3-1. You know, he said, if the cheating happens, it happens when things are close. And so that was kind of his comment on that. So he never really brought up, you know, cheating or issues with that. But it was a very interesting comment that there was, you know, when Hillary Clinton said that Trump was an illegitimate president, the same sort of fury didn't happen when Trump said it was an illegitimate election with Biden. And it's, you know, to me, I just want to know that everything is as fair and as safe and secure and as democratic as possible. And having what happened to me when I went to vote, so odd. I told you guys I walked in there and wanted to show my ID. They said, oh, we don't need it. We're good. Just give me your name. And when I gave them the name, they go, you're not in the system. I'm like, what are you talking about? I've been voting here. I've been voting in the same booth, in the same, you know, precinct, same place for 25 years. What are you talking about? When they looked me up, they said, you wrote us asking us to purge all your voting records. No, I didn't. And I go, who signed that email? Oh, sorry, we can't look it up. The system's down. The system's down, but everybody's voting. What system's down? So they gave me a provisional ballot, and then when I went online, because I didn't get mail-in ballots, two of my family members did not get mail-in ballots, two did. So when you could track your vote with the provisional ballot that we had to put in there, couldn't find it. And I voted. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying that that happened, that meant the whole election needs to be thrown out. But, you know, I'm in media. You're really going to purge my whole voting record? I never emailed you asking you to do that. Now, what might have happened was, I told you guys there's that website. I think it's voterecords.com, where if somebody looks me up or looks up somebody, not only do you get my political party, which I'm nonpartisan, but you get my whole neighborhood. Well, when you live near, you know, people that's they don't want to be outed, their political party might be private for them. And so when I, you know, asked Facebook, I go, did you guys know this, that, you know, these voting records give out your address and they give out that? They said you could actually write your Secretary of State office and ask them to remove your address. So I did ask to remove the family's address. Again, two of us got mail-in ballots, but two didn't. And even though the other family members weren't purged, I was. That doesn't make sense. So if I want to ask what the hell happened, you know, why are we having such weird things happen? I mean, do I go to jail? It's America. I should be able to ask. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Airline. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. About 200 law enforcement personnel still searching for escaped convicted murderer Danilo Cavalcanti in eastern Pennsylvania. Cavalcanti escaped from Chester County Prison on Thursday. The search perimeter expanding a little this week after a trail camera recorded him. Tropical Storm Lee expected to rapidly intensify into an extremely dangerous Category 3 hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean by this weekend. They say right now it's got winds of 65 miles an hour, and it's about 1,300 miles east-southeast of the northern Leeward Islands. Some Americans have given up on flu shots because almost everyone remembers a season where they got one and then got sick anyway. The flu vaccine won't keep a person from getting sick, but it will tame that infection, taking it from wild to mild. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So apparently scientists have been able to make an artificial embryo without sperm, without egg, and apparently it's close enough that it made a pregnancy test turn positive because it could release hormones. This was at the Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel. They made complete models of human embryos from stem cells generated in the lab. Professor Jacob Hanna, who led the research, said the drama is in the first month. The remaining 8 months of pregnancy are mainly lots of growth. The artificial embryo model, according to Daily Mail, had all of the elements that a 14-day human embryo would be expected to have, including the placenta, yolk sac, membranes, and other external issues. They said the hope is that the model will allow researchers to ethically work out what happens during a human embryo's first weeks after a sperm fertilizes an egg. Lots of miscarriages and birth defects occur in the period, in that period, and little is understood about it. Yeah, the majority of miscarriages happen first trimester, so and early on. Some women will say, you know, I had an odd period when I wasn't really supposed to be due for my cycle. And sometimes we wonder if that was a miscarriage. So they say until now, models of human embryos have not been accurate as they have not contained cell types that are crucial for the embryo's development. Well, with this, now they think they have a, and again, this is a model. They're saying it's not because they want to make babies with this. It's because they want to study on a human embryo, but they can't do it on a regular human embryo. So what they're using is they're using like a model. It's a, rather than mice or animals, they're using, which is also interesting too, because, you know, we have a lot of, you know, requests to protect animals and not have animals affected by, you know, science and being used for, you know, shall we say, superfluous experiments. And so if they could come up with something that's not necessarily a real human, they want to use it. So these are supposed to be models, not necessarily supposed to be growing into a human. But they could be close. They could be close. And that does kind of freak me out. You know, I being in science and being a scientist myself, you know, it's not very easy to not study something. You know, when you are, you know, when you are given the gift of knowledge and you are given the gift of, okay, well, if this does this, this does this, you almost feel like it's your duty to be able to figure out how far that could go. And I don't want us making clones. I don't want us doing designer babies. I think that's wrong. But you're going to have later arguments. Look at how politics have gotten into medicine. You are going to have arguments. And I, what's really scary is the argument that's going to come out after this. But you'll have arguments saying, look, if you have a child that is going to be obese and then going to need diabetic medication, high blood pressure medication, diabetic medications, weight loss medications that are expensive, why don't we prevent society from having the burden of taking care of that obese child and obese adult by making them not obese? And there's going to be that argument. There's also going to be the argument that's going to coincide with abortion of population control. And you're going to probably see some idiot say, hey, everybody, guys, nobody get pregnant. When you want to get pregnant, go online and order it. We will then help you make your baby. But don't have sex and without protection. Don't. This way, we can control the babies being born. And you know, I really get nervous when we start to take out basic animalistic nature and instinct. That really, really bothers me. We were designed to hunt, gather, build, procreate, make society, love, live, die. That's kind of what we're designed to do. And we're starting to kind of question that, going, well, you know, do I really have to procreate? Do we make friends with aliens? You know, do we not eat certain animals because it's not nice? And do we just eat fruits and vegetables? do we eat like a bird and take on a bird diet? Do we recreate animals? Do we find animals that were extinct and try to bring them back? And I worry a little bit about that, because when you do mess with nature, I think it can bite you in the butt. Now, mind you, we have embryology, which is a fascinating science. And what makes the argument very, very difficult for us doctors is, if we are going by the book, the way cavemen, men, women were, you know, made, and, you know, if a child was not destined to live or last long, that's how Darwinian survival of the fittest helped the human population grow and had helped the human population become more fit. But we now in society have options. So if you find out that you have a child that might have an issue that could prevent its lifespan, but we could fix that, is that survival of the fittest? The fact that we could fix it, are we now becoming more fit? That's kind of what a lot of us doctors are going. You know, I don't want to think, okay, well, if a child has diabetes, well, then let them die. No, of course not. Okay, we have medication now to prevent that child from dying. Yeah, but that child can now make babies, and then they have genetic issues, or they have diabetes. So what? We could fix it now. So we doctors are of the mind, a lot of us, I can't speak for all of us, that if we can fix something ethically, then we could do it. And we don't have to have all these children die that don't necessarily need to die. We don't have to have adults die of heart disease because there's procedures we could do. But then you start to wonder, are we tinkering with nature when we start to, you know, manipulate an embryo or manipulate a fetus? Which is kind of interesting, because you have people say the fetus isn't alive, yet then there's all this medicine looking at, one, maternal fetal medicine, as well as fetal embryology and ways you can help the fetus and do surgery on a fetus. And, you know, again, people need to kind of figure out, what is it? Which one is it? So anyway, this is only a model, nothing for, you know, people to necessarily freak out about. Do I think they could actually make a human, a whole new human from stem cells? They might be able to, yeah, eventually. And if somebody finds that it's cheaper, that it is political, that it is, it's in a politician's best interest, then I think we're going to see more of it. And that makes me nervous. I really want politics completely out of medicine. That's me. And I think I, you know, it's very, very frustrating how we, if there are studies looking at hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and scientists want to study it, and doctors want to consider it based on some of the studies, did it have to be so vilified? You know, we doctors know how to be sued. All right, we know that you can't say something is 100%. So if you do decide to bring on a treatment, you have to get consent to say, look, these are the studies. And if you do provide medicine that doesn't work, or you hurt a patient, you get in trouble. But keep politics out of it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember I told you how much I can't stand paper straws? So when I go to California, I live near California, so I'm there a lot. When I go to Southern California, and I am asking for a glass of water or whatever, the straws are all paper. And after a few sucks of that water, the paper gets soggy. Some of these straws have absolutely, like, have actually broken up into my mouth. And I don't want paper products in my mouth. Paper can still have chemicals. So remember last week there was a study saying these paper straws could be even worse for the environment than plastic straws because of all the chemicals needed on these paper straws so that they could be in water and not... You throw paper in water, it destroys it. So in order for a paper straw to not dissolve and become loose and keep its form, it needs chemicals. Well, now we have a study saying these paper coffee cups also are just as toxic. Scientists in Sweden found the thin film of plastic coated onto the surfaces of disposable paper cups to stop the cups from seeping and, you know, spilling all over your hand has chemicals. And they're toxic. Experiments involved insects. They found birth defects, developmental damage, both when the paper cup was left to biodegrade in water, as well as when left in sediment or dirt. So, Belgium were the ones that looked at the paper straws and the high concentrations of toxic synthetic forever chemicals. Now, Swedish researchers are calling for the transparency requirements within the plastics industry, hoping to force, quote, clear reporting of what chemicals all products contain, much like in the pharmaceutical industry. So paper absorbs water. Paper cannot necessarily hold a large quantity of fluid. So in order for that paper eco-friendly product to work, they have to chemical the hell out of it so that you don't have hot coffee dripping all over your hand. Plastics are used to make a resistant, liquid-resistant coating. Now, they say these plastics are supposed to be a type of renewable, biodegradable bioplastic called polyactide, or PLA. It's made from corn, cassava, sugarcane, instead of fossil fuels used to make traditional plastics. PLAs apparently break down faster than the petroleum-based plastics. Researchers at Sweden University of Gothenburg were able to show that the chemicals embedded in the plastic actually hurt the larvae of harlequin flies. The species, which is a type of mosquito known as Coronomus riparius, and this is being reported by the paper as well as Mail Online, said that it's been a long candidate for preliminary toxicology and developmental studies. And they left paper cups and plastic cups and wet sediment and water for a few weeks and followed how the leached chemicals affected the larvae. All of the mugs negatively affected the growth of mosquito larvae. In addition to these PLA-coated paper cups, the researchers also tested plastic cups made of polypropylene PP black lids of polystyrene for the sake of comparison. For some of their PP polypropylene cases, the researchers found developmental damage in harlequin larvae, but for most of the plastic-coated paper cups, the larvae did not even reach a state of maturity where developmental genetic damage could be found. So this is a study in environmental pollution. And they say some of the chemicals found in these PLA and PP plastics include UV light stabilizers, flame detergents, plasticizers, and or plasticizers, and detergent-like substance nonylphenol, which the U.S. EPA considers toxic. So as with paper straws, PFAS, again, a growing presence and a concerning presence, and they found that, and they suggest that hundreds of different chemicals are migrating into foodstuffs. So, I have said this from the beginning. I love our planet. I worked for the EPA. I want to respect our beautiful waterways and lakes and oceans and mountains and trees. But don't be coming up with stupid, half-assed laws that can turn around and hurt the environment even more. And when they say these paper straws are even worse than the plastic ones, what the hell are we doing? Especially since the paper straws are more expensive. You put that it's eco-friendly and recyclable, all of a sudden the price tag goes up. We talked about that with COVID. All of a sudden, we went from being eco-friendly to masks, to spraying Lysol, spraying all these disinfectant chemicals, adding plastic everywhere, taking everything that was reusable and recyclable and making it to throw out single use. What did we do for the environment? What a waste. Idling in cars for your takeout? We used to shut off the car, and then we would go in. Now you're sitting outside in 30, 40 minutes. In fact, when my son had surgery, luckily he was under 18 at the time, so I could be there. But all these other family members, they had to drop their family member off and sit outside in the car. In the heat or in the cold. And I don't know if you've ever had a family member having surgery. You want to be there in case, God forbid, something happens. You don't. So you're going to sit in your car now and idle. How is that helping the environment? And then we're told electric cars will actually emit more pollution with the tires because of the weight of the car. And it costs a lot of fossil fuels to make a very big, heavy, expensive electric car with the batteries. And then to put all the charges across the United States. And I don't know how they're going to do apartment complexes. So you're, you know, what's going on here? If you're going to do something for the environment, can you, for the love of God, you know, show us that it really is scientifically sound? I think stainless steel. Clean it out, stainless steel cup. Come in and get your coffee. Your coffee gets poured into the cup. You leave. But everybody's walking around with plastic and these masks. I mean, how much paper products are we using for that? I thought we wanted to save the trees. So we, you know, we got to be a little bit more consistent. You want to wear a mask? Great. You know, you want, to use a non-plastic cup? I get you. But every time I get a paper cup, it is coated. And that coating is touching what we're drinking and eating. What's the point? You know, what's going on here? So I think it's frustrating. So we'll see what happens. They say disposable products arrived on the market after the Second World War. Large campaigns were conducted to teach people to throw the products away. So paper packaging is something that we have now become used to because nobody wants to give away their plate and their ceramic plate if you go to a restaurant. Also, we didn't have to go back then. Now you do. And pizza. We're ordering pizza now. Well, pizza drips and leaches, so you want your box to not be... I remember years ago, the box, the pizza would soak through. So they had to change the box and, again, line it with chemicals. Your coffee mug or your paper coffee cup has chemicals, your masks have chemicals, your paper straws have chemicals, then And this one study with paper straws actually said the plastic straws were less harmful to the environment and to people because it was of a material that didn't have to be protected and saved by chemicals. Just like these veggie burgers. If people are saying, well, avoid meat, let's be good for the environment. Well, these veggie burgers made to taste like meat have so many chemicals in there, it might just be safer to eat the regular meat. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.